This historic aqueduct was completed in 1842 and carried the Erie Canal over the Genesee River for 75 years. It's 800 feet long and 70 feet wide and was one of the four major aqueducts in the Erie Canal system. Mules pulled the barges along using a path on the side of the aqueduct. In 1918, the canal was moved south of downtown Rochester and renamed the Barge Canal as tugboats replaced the mules. Downtown, the canal bed was turned into the Rochester subway. A roadbed was added above the original aqueduct to carry automobiles. Tracks were installed on the canal bed below to carry the subway cars over the river. For almost 100 years, a wide range of developments have been suggested for this location. In 1924, local architects Gordon and Calber proposed building a beautiful civic center right here above the river. Today, there are several ideas for how to repurpose this historic structure as the centerpiece of a revitalized riverfront. One idea is to remove the upper roadbed and create a re-watered replica of the Erie Canal. Another is to turn the canal bed into flexible green space, featuring fountains and other water features, which will host year-round activities for residents and for visitors. Yet another option is to convert the upper level to a flexible green space, while using the lower level to provide a climate-controlled connection between the Rochester Convention Center and the Blue Cross Arena. This could allow Rochester to host larger conventions using both facilities, while providing a warm pedestrian passage over the chilly river in the winter.